City of Sydney, home of corruption, loose money and sleaze.
Do not enter the city.
It's the city where everybody fails upwards. The city where you can't walk 5 metres without somebody selling you drugs, Botox, or fucking gelato Messina. And in this glittering glory hole, it takes a keen eye to separate the haves from the have-mores. Separate the dodgy property developers from the really, really dodgy property developers. It takes a team who knows Sydney so well that they've had the good sense to broadcast this show from an entirely different city altogether.
Ladies and gentlemen,
on Sydney's Triple M, this is Radio Chaser.
Certainly is. Good morning, Sydney. Charles Firth, Rhys Muldoon and Dom Knight with you now. Big news, Sydney is getting a bike sharing system. There are going to be all these red bikes appearing around the city.
Oh, great. Yeah, that sounds really good.
We don't have enough.
Sydney's traffic isn't slow enough already.
That's very good news. I used to have to steal a bike when I wanted to ride a bike. Now they're going to be there to take legally, apparently. We're also doing a rock quiz, not like the show Rock Quiz on SBS. It's completely different. Different spelling, no W's in it. It's a regular rock quiz coming up. Your chance to win a Chaser prize pack. Very original. And Clive Palmer's gone on a cruise.
Ooh.
Magically recovered from his health problems. We've got the audio. I'm sorry to say it's not on board the Titanic 2, but given Clive's luck recently, this one might sink as well.
104.9. Triple M.
Radio Chaser.
Yeah, Charles, Reese, and Dom with you today. Great news for Sydneysiders who love bikes and haven't bothered to buy one. There is a bike sharing scheme coming to Sydney. You might have seen this in Melbourne, other places in the world. They have these racks where you go and have to try and find a bike. And Sydney's one apparently is even more high tech.
Yeah, that's right. There's not going to be racks for this one.
Oh.
This is just, so Donald Tang, he comes from UTS in Sydney. Mm-hmm. He set up this company called ReadyGo. And the idea is they're just going to put GPS things on the bikes.
Yep.
And you can just leave them wherever you want. There's no
Yeah,
there's
chain
no
them anywhere.
Chain
yeah.
them anywhere.
Right.
And then, you know, if you see one, you can go and pick it up.
So they have that sort of thing going on in Amsterdam. I know that.
Oh, really?
But Amsterdam's a bit more contained than Sydney.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, sort of, I go, where are you riding it to?
You can ride it to anywhere.
Yeah, but...
And then you look it up on the app and go, oh, there's one over there because somebody
okay,
left it
Oh, there's
there.
One in the Cook River that
yeah.
somebody's dumped.
you can't steal them, basically. They're just everywhere. You just throw wherever you dumped it you've ridden it.
Oh, look, someone's thrown one off the Harbour Bridge. Beauty.
But no one's going to go to the Cook River. Like, I think it'll be for the CBD.
What do you mean?
There'll be a lot of them.
That's the whole point I just asked. People are going to go to the Cook River.
Oh, you reckon?
Well, if you don't... Presumably, if you don't check it back in, you get charged in a credit card, but... No. How much can it cost? It's probably worth it to chuck it in the Cook River and see what happens.
It's really cheap. It's $4 an hour and it stops. As soon as you put it down somewhere, it stops the meter.
I don't understand how you pay for it. How do you pay for
on
it?
On your app. It's an app.
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of like Go-Get, but for bikes. Thing is, though, Sydney and bikes don't really mix very well. Like, I remember some of the biggest bike advocates, Clover Moore and Christina Keneally, when she was Premier. I remember both of them had accidents. Like, Christina Keneally hurt herself cycling. Clover Moore was getting around on crutches. It's not safe to ride a bike in this city.
I agree. I think there are huge public safety issues, not just for the cyclists, but also for the actual drivers, because, you know, they've got to swerve to hit the cyclists all the time.
It's very hard, isn't it, to make sure you collect them?
Yeah.
We're going to get
especially
so many complaints
around,
from cyclists.
Centennial Park, you know, like when there's a peloton.
Complaints from cyclists should be directed to Mr. Jamie Angel, care of Triple M Sydney.
No, but we should talk about safety for the cyclist as well.
Oh, of course.
In fairness.
Let's pretend we care about that.
As a cyclist, I'd like to hear this.
So Donald Tang, the founder, says he's going to put free helmets on all the bikes, and he doesn't care if people steal them.
That's good, because they will.
I think in Melbourne, they actually sell helmets, but they're really cheap. Like,
it's
like
hilarious,
$3 or $5 or something.
They've put the scheme in first. I remember on like Swanson Street, and I see people riding down without helmets, breaking the law. So eventually they sell disposable helmets in convenience stores.
What I want to know is, do they come with Lycra body suits as well?
You've got to have the body.
You've
got to
have the body suit.
With the sponsorship.
Yeah.
That's the bit I don't understand why people go, look, free sponsorship and we're sponsors. It's kind of, anyway.
Yeah, but the problem with the, you know, I've always thought with those Lycra suits, you know, what happens in the groinal area?
Well, it's all padded. Like, there's a whole lot of stuff going on.
It's like
wearing tights in ballet. You have a already made, pre-made bread basket. Or, you know, like, it's there, so everybody looks the same size.
Because I just thought cyclists had enormous cocks.
No. So, because without that bread basket, you've just got Day of the Button Mushroom all over the town. Where, you know, like, you don't, nobody wants to
see that.
When
is someone going to come up with a scheme to have a shared rental of bread baskets? That's what we need. 104.9. Triple M. Radio Chaser. It is time for the daily quiz here at Radio Chaser, where we bribe you to call 133353 by offering up a Chaser prize pack that features a bunch of Triple M stuff and a copy of the Chaser Quarterly magazine. Now, it's a simple one today. It's just music. We'll play a clip from a song. You've got to pick the song, 133353. I've tested some of these out on Reece Muldoon, and Reece got a few of them.
I've got a few. Now, are you going to mention what part of the song, or are we going to...
It's a special music quiz.
Is that
quiz.
A secret?
Okay, yeah, okay. Look, all I'm going to say is there's one group in the rock community that's been neglected for a very long time. They haven't got their fair share. Today, at last, on Radio Chaser, they're getting some. Radio Chaser. Triple M. Oasis. On Triple M, Champagne Supernova. And look, guys, you might have heard during that song the relentless tambourine. The key to that song is the tambourine. Now, I reckon drummers don't get a fair deal in the rock and roll universe. People make jokes about drummers. They're always copying it.
Very cruel. Yeah. It's very cruel. Funnily enough, I have a couple of jokes handy.
Oh, Reece, they're so poor drummers.
A big shout out to Cram, one of my best friends, who is a drummer and I love very much. But I'm sorry, drummer jokes. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
That's part of the job description. So here's the question. How do you tell if the stage is level?
How do you tell?
The drummer is drooling from both sides of his
mouth.
Oh,
that's horrible.
And how can you tell if a drummer's at the door?
Reece.
The knocking speeds up.
Now, look, drummers deserve respect because drummers are the key to any good rock song. We're going to prove it. 133353. Today's Chaser Quiz is a music quiz and it's all about the drums. You'll only hear a drum beat, and I reckon Sydney's going to pick a whole bunch of famous songs from the drum beat.
What do you say to a drummer in a three-piece suit? Will the defendant please rise?
Hey.
We'll go to Marina in Springwood, 133353. Hey, Marina.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. Thank you for playing the drum quiz. We've got a bunch of famous songs. You'll only hear the intro on the drums. You've got to try and pick the song. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Here.
Ooh, I know that one.
Heavy reverb on that.
Oh, I'm thinking it's a Michael Jackson song.
It is. It is. Which one? Do you want to hear it again?
Yes.
Mama say, mama say, mama. So from the reverb on that, we're thinking 80s, I reckon.
I can't think of the name.
It's someone who is just a girl. Yes, yes. He played it. It's on 133353. If you want to play the drum quiz here on Radio Chaser, here's what it sounds like. Such a good song.
There's the bass.
One of the best bass lines of all time.
That's fat bass. Mr. Quincy Jones.
133353. Marina, well done. Next song. Give the drummer some. All right, Marina, what do you think that is?
Is it Nirvana?
No.
Thanks all the same. We'll go to Daniel in Glen Alpine here. 133353 if you want to play. If you think you know your drums and your rock songs. Hey, Daniel.
How are you?
Really well. Good, let's play that, that drum intro again. Great song.
That's hard.
It's Blur, isn't it?
It is!
Oh, well
it is.
Done.
Song two.
Song four or something like that.
Song two, you got it.
You got it. It's all right.
Sweet.
Woo-hoo. I love that album. That's a Blur's self-titled album, I think. They discovered Pavement and all these grunge bands and made a completely different record. Good stuff. Let's move on. Question three.
Good Charlotte. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Oh, no. I'm afraid not. You'll kick yourself, Daniel. Thanks all the same. We'll go to Dar in Mascot. Hey, Dar.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Really good. I hope your ears are ready. Let's play it again.
Now, just a warning. Our last caller very confidently got it wrong.
It's not good, Charlotte.
Instantly. It's not good, Charlotte.
It's not an American band. It's not a band.
I'm thinking it's Iggy, isn't it? Lust
Alive. Yes,
it is.
Yes, well done.
Oh. Good old Iggy.
Yeah. Probably best known for the Trainspotting soundtrack. Excellent work. Here's the next one.
Yep. Uh, Run DMC.
Yeah!
Yeah!
And Aerosmith, Walk This Way. So
Great
good.
Commando. Great riff.
It's awesome. Yeah. Now he's drooling out of both sides of their mouth, Reece Muldoon. One more. This one's a little bit harder. The prize pack's up for grabs here.
Oh, no.
You got to keep me separated.
Oh, yes!
Wow! Beautiful work. The prize pack is yours.
Good work. What's the prize package?
It's me, Charles, and Dom. We just come around to your place,
play some drums. No, it's the Chaser prize pack. It is... Chaser Quarterly Magazine, a bunch of stuff from Triple M. Thanks for playing, Dar. Beautiful work.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great one. Radio Chaser.
Triple M. Bringing you the nation's favourite segment.
Cat's pyjamas or cat's piss.
Yep, the new news poll is out today, and cat's pyjamas and cat's piss has higher ratings than Malcolm Turnbull.
Brilliant.
Yeah, which doesn't necessarily mean it's the nation's favourite segment.
No.
I love that no other radio station's gotten in touch yet to challenge that claim, possibly because they haven't heard it. But no, it is. It's the number one segment around the nation. People are very excited about this. Cat's pyjamas or cat's piss. News stories, I put them to the panel, and we find out whether they're pyjamas or piss. First one here is literally about piss, just for a change.
Okay.
It's from Yahoo News in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Right. Love that town.
Yeah, it's a great town. Not if you're in the courthouse, though, because what's happening is people are visiting the courthouse and let's just say peeing in the elevator. They've put in
when you say
security...
elevator, so the lift.
Yeah, the lift.
Right.
The lift.
Okay. Yeah.
In the lift at the courthouse. Yes. Thank you for translating into Australian.
Sorry.
So whether they're on the way to the trial, whatever it is, they're just relieving themselves in the elevator.
Wow.
And is that cat's pyjamas or cat's piss? If you're
well,
going
it's literally
to
a... cat's piss, yeah. isn't it? I mean, it's.
But if you're going to the court and you want to make a statement, you're not happy at the justice system, whatever it is. Is that a good way of protesting? Just having a bit of a
is it a protest?
A
lift
or is it a protest, or is it just a sad release of the muscles that don't work?
Or is it that the lift is very slow?
It could be.
Oh, possibly that it actually needs a public toilet. Yeah. Do we know that it's human?
Oh yeah,
do we
definitely
know that?
Human. Yeah,
we know
not
that,
actual
so somebody's tested it. It's human urine.
The other thing that's worth noting is that the restrooms, it says here, are only 8 metres from the elevator. So it's definitely a statement. It's not like they're busting.
Right. Okay. And it's obviously happened more than once.
Oh, yeah. No, it's an epidemic.
It's an epidemic.
It's happening all the time.
Okay.
They had to put cameras in.
Wow. Now, and the question is, do I think it's good or bad?
Should people be doing this? Is it a legitimate thing to go to the courtroom? I mean, I've been in a courtroom and on trial, and I was tempted. I'm not going to deny it.
The only thing I'd say about this is it could be worse.
Where was that street in Marrickville or wherever it was? Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking of the lift. There's a lift at the bottom of Glebe that goes up to the footbridge that gets across to Piermont.
Oh, yeah.
And that constantly, every day I go in it.
And it
always has new, fresh urine in it. Like that's where obviously.
But this is clearly
a
thing.
And you keep returning to that lift.
It's an absolute. Well, otherwise you've got to walk upstairs, Reece. So right. I say it's completely legitimate. Cat's pajamas should definitely go to. They look like urinals. They look like mini toilets.
You could be confused. That don't. All right, let's move on. I love this story. Three people have been arrested in California for stealing $400,000 worth of avocados. People are calling it grand theft. Avocado. Are we at the point now with avocados being so expensive that we need to steal them? Is it a legitimate thing to do? Are we going to all start stealing?
Well, did you see that thing over the weekend that Harris Farm Markets actually has a recession tracker based on the consumption of avocado? They claim that for the last 20 years, they've been able to track economic activity entirely by whether people are buying avocados or not. So I reckon, I mean, this is... I don't know.
Let's just ask avocado. Avocados, good or bad? Cat's pajamas or cat's piss? Do you like avo? Are they worth it?
Oh, we love avo.
The only thing that I can't believe is that the headline isn't smash or grab.
Hey.
Yeah. You know? They don't smash their avocados over there? Is it just us?
A smash or spread attack.
Yeah.
So at your place, Charles, you're fans of the avo, you're saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Every morning.
Every morning. How do you afford
really
that?
An avocado eater?
Yeah. And yes. Who
what?
Isn't?
Me.
Yeah, with a bit of tomato.
No.
No salt.
No.
A bit of feta.
No. Just, no. I'm not an avocado eater, but that's, I mean, it's just not my bag. So it's like, you know, they might as well have sold $400,000 worth of air. Or bean sprouts, you know, like, I mean, couldn't care less. They're not going to sell it to me, you know, it's just.
Okay, well, I'll have it. It's probably three avocados, given the price of avocados at the moment.
Yeah, that's true. They could probably just take them out in one tiny little bag, couldn't they?
Yeah, now they're going to try and sort of steal $400,000 worth of crab.
Fake news.
The news is fake.
Just got faker.
So false and fake.
Triple M, Radio Chaser.
Yeah, speaking of fake news, I'm sure Donald Trump would happily deny this. In fact, he's been very busy on Twitter over the weekend, denying all the investigations, denying that he's got anything to do with Russia, and finding like one person in the media who actually thinks he's innocent. Because this is getting really serious. I mean, as we said last week, he's now under proper criminal investigation.
Well,
questions are being asked.
Is he under investigation? Is he?
Well, the Washington Post says he is, but there is at least one person who disagrees.
Well, yeah, so Trump actually tweeted 2 days ago, "I am being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man who told me to fire the FBI director. Witch hunt, right?
Witch hunt. He loves his witch hunt. It's everywhere."
And so people thought, oh, right, this is Donald Trump admitting that he's under investigation because he said, "I am being investigated."
So why is it a big deal?
Sort of seemed to be clear. But then the next day, the Washington Examiner came out with this breaking news: Trump legal team denies president's tweet confirmed investigation.
Now, Rishi, just ask why it's a big deal. My understanding is that he's convicted of a crime, then basically, like, if there is grounds for a crime, he can't be tried in a normal court, but that could lead to him being impeached and having the presidency taken away. So it could be that serious.
But also, if there's an FBI investigation going on, that makes the White House a crime scene.
Yeah.
It changes, like, it means that basically everyone in the White House should lawyer up. Because
they're starting to.
They're actually part of a crime
scene.
Well,
the fact that Donald Trump's lawyer now has a lawyer.
Yeah.
that kind of says it to me.
I haven't seen so many lawyers since the last Chaser TV production, actually.
But so a source told the Washington Examiner, when asked about Trump's tweet, that the president was not confirming the investigation.
Oh.
He was referencing the Washington Post story on Wednesday night about the leak on the sort of thing.
Of course he was.
So then what happened was, over the weekend, flurries of staffers from Trump, like all of Trump's supporters, went out on TV to deny that Trump's tweet saying, "I am being investigated for firing the FBI," did not mean that he was being investigated for firing the director of the FBI.
Of course. Okay.
And we'll just play a clip from one TV show on Sunday morning. See if you can count how many times Trump's staffer says...
No, lawyer.
What?
It's his lawyer.
Oh, it's his lawyer. Yeah. Sorry, his lawyer. See if you can count how many times he admits that Trump is under investigation before then instantly trying to deny it.
"And now he's being investigated by the Department of Justice. So he's being investigated for taking the action that the Attorney General, Deputy Attorney General, recommended him to take. And that's why, investigation.
What's the question? I mean, you've stated some facts. First of all, you've now said that he is being investigated after saying that you didn't.
No.
You just said that he's being investigated.
No, Chris.
did you like the incredulity in the newsreader's voice?
Absolutely. Well, the rest of it, we should actually point out to listeners that the end of that interview is just him saying, "No, I never said it. No, I never said it." And the interviewer saying, "You did just say it." That's the entire interview.
They keep doing this, don't they? I mean, I remember that interview, the great interview where Trump went on with Lester Holt and was being interviewed. And it was like they were trying to pretend that he'd fired James Comey, the FBI director, because of his treatment of Hillary.
Mm.
And Trump says something like, no, I thought Trump, Russia, there's nothing there, so I fired him. Like, they can't get their story straight at all.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
He keeps saying, I'm guilty. And then his supporters go, "No, he's not.
That admission of guilt was not an admission of guilt."
"You are all Goebbels. You are all Nazis like Joseph Goebbels.
Wow.
This is Goebbels. You are all Goebbels."
This is a great bit of audio. Yeah. Now, look, the
Why
reason
is he calling
to jump
everybody
that,
gerbils?
That's the other controversy that's going on with Donald Trump at the moment, which is hilarious. A production of Julius Caesar in the park in, I think, New York City,
has cast a sort of Trump lookalike.
Yeah, in that they're wearing suits.
In the role of Julius Caesar.
Yeah, the person who gets stabbed to defend the Republic. Why would that have come to mind? I don't know.
Yeah, and so all of Trump's supporters have sort of gone, okay, well, we're going to protest this in a whole lot of different ways. Over the weekend, a whole lot of protesters actually bought tickets to the production and then stood up at various points in the thing and accused... Well, it was very confusing.
I don't know what they were accusing it of. They were just saying that it was Nazi propaganda.
Nazi Goebbels would love you.
Because the production is a bit like Shakespeare in the Park or something like that. It's a very civilized thing. Like, there was no Nazis in the thing.
It was like strawberries and creams and sort of Pimm's cups and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's basically accusing Shakespeare of being a Nazi.
But the really funny thing is, so they were attacking the right production, right?
Yeah.
There's actually now been a whole lot of attacks on just any theatre in the US that has been playing Shakespeare plays. So in Lenox, Massachusetts, there's a Shakespeare company up there called Shakespeare and Company, and they've received 40 death threats over putting on a Shakespeare production. Shakespeare Dallas has also received death threats.
Wow.
Over their production of The Merry Wives of Windsor.
Wow. I tell you what, the only thing I hope, I just hope this Shakespeare guy really enjoys his 15 minutes of fame. Radio Chaser.
Triple M. Yeah, Reece, Charles and Dom with you today. Now, look, great news in the paper today for friend of the show, Clive Palmer. It was just a month ago that he had that terrible health problem, coincidentally on the day he turned up to the federal court.
It's very coincidental, isn't it?
We're not alleging anything at all. He had a sick bag and a pillow back then.
And he couldn't...
Pancreatitis, he claimed to have.
And he couldn't breathe properly, remember?
It was very, very,
very difficult.
Very, very unfortunate.
And the other thing that he claimed, this is honestly true, is that... that was affecting his memory.
Look, pancreatitis. The Alan Bond curse.
Pancreatitis of the memory is a terrible condition. It's very painful. But the great news is he's on the mend.
Thank God.
Phew.
That according to the telly today,
as a nation, was relieved.
He was on death watch, really, wasn't he? And he's been spotted boarding a luxury cruise ship in Spain with wife Anna and daughter Emily. And so great news.
Yeah, and
nothing screams sick like getting aboard a cruise.
And look, I think the workers who lost $66 million in his collapsed nickel operation will be really pleased that, you know, Clive Palmer's finally getting healthy again.
Oh, they'll be on cruise ships too, aren't they? Surely.
Yeah.
So look, we've managed to get some exclusive audio of Clive aboard the cruise ship. And look, all we can say is, bon voyage, Clive Palmer. Bon voyage.
Isn't this lovely, Clive? Yesterday, Gibraltar. Today, Sicily. And tomorrow, Greece.
Well, actually, Anna, darling, according to my court testimony, I'm terribly sick and can't possibly enjoy this cruise.
Oh, dear. I thought that was just an elaborate ruse to get out of testifying.
Oh, no, I'm terribly sick. Now, where's that buffet? I could smash a suckling pig. Oh, dear, I'm so sick I can hardly eat. Now, entree. Pass all the salmon.
Clive, may I have one slice?
No, not possible. Too sick.
Clive!
Oh, my pancreatitis. I'm in agony. Oh, pass the foie gras pate.
Leave some for me.
What? I can hardly breathe. Quick, I need a glass of 83 Grange. A large glass. Actually, just give me the bottle.
Waiter, could I please have something to eat? Clive seems to have eaten everything.
Certainly, madame. Here you go.
Oh, no, I've lost my memory too. I'll have to eat everything all over again. Now, where's that pig's mother?
Triple M. Radio Chaser.
Now, Dom, obviously our favourite newspaper, the Northern Territory News.
Yes.
I'm not sure if our listeners are familiar with the Northern Territory News. I certainly hope that they are.
Mm. Yeah, we've got a segment. We bring you the latest from the Territory.
And now, on Radio Chaser, it's time to tackle the weird news of Australia's top end. This is the NT News.
Just love how much Charles sounds like someone who's actually been to the country in that in that intro.
It just smells of R.M. Williams and sombre shirts.
Good acting.
I once went south of Newtown.
Yeah, that crazy that National Party stronghold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, right. So the story from the NT News is this.
You got an actual story off the website.
I've got an actual story off the website, and it goes like this. Northern Territory in dry spell for UFO sightings. That's the headline.
So that's breaking news.
That is breaking news.
Not as many UFOs as usual.
They're reporting that nothing has happened, basically.
Actually, that's every day in the NT news, nothing's happened. Yeah, basically.
Australia's self-proclaimed UFO capital, Wycliffe Well, hasn't had a single extraterrestrial visitor in a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're saying with the dry season, which goes up to about September, October, I believe. Historically, that is the prime time for UFO sightings in the Northern Territory.
Well, they hate it when it's wet. They hate the wet season.
They don't like the rain.
Not at
UFOs
all.
Do not like the rain. That's
too
very
sticky
clear.
For them.
And they don't like Crocs, because that's when the Crocs
absolutely
come out.
Obviously, not. No, if you're an alien visitor, you're not going to go to Darwin in Croc season. Of course you're not.
No, wouldn't think so.
But have NT News give a reason?
About why?
Speculate why?
Let's have a look. Only three UFO encounters have been brought to the NT News' attention in the past year.
So there's still three. So
there's
a dry
still three,
spell
and the most
three.
Recent one is by Member of Parliament Jerry Woods. Jerry
You're
Woods,
kidding.
A Member of Parliament's encounter in February. We might have to follow that up and find out exactly what happened.
Get him on
to
the line,
Woods.
Jerry. Give us a call 133353. And this is amazing because I know the NT has the most MPs per capita of just about anywhere in the world.
Yep.
But I didn't know they went that deep into the Territorians that they just got some random UFO fanatic.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Woods said as dawn broke, he saw a white light about the brightness of a star heading north from Virginia towards Howard Springs.
He'd probably never seen an aircraft before.
That's what we. Yeah, that could possibly be it. But what we've got, I think I might have solved this mystery about why the lack of UFO.
Oh, yeah.
In related news, a drug dealer who was arrested asleep next to cannabis grow dome pleads guilty to list of charges. So basically, there is no pot in the Northern Territory. Their one dealer has been busted.
Oh, no.
He was caught, found sleeping next to a cannabis grow dome and near a book about how to build hydroponic setups. I mean, it's pretty hard to sort of get around that.
Look, surely, it's just drug growing 101. You don't get high for your own supply. Everyone knows that.
Exactly. But that's, you know, I think this is the answer, that there's no UFOs sighting, because they have previously in the Northern Territory, they've had flying cars. Flying over Darwin.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Obviously, we've had, best men getting hit in the head by flying dildo and those kind of things.
Mm.
But as far as UFO goes, that's a big story up north. Obviously, they dropped off a bit once all the Americans came in. I don't know if you know, Obama dropped a lot of troops there.
Mm. That's right.
So, look, if you do have a drone and you want a bit of fun, just head up to Darwin. You'll definitely make the NT News.
Triple M, Radio Chaser.
Now, you might remember that when Malcolm Turnbull challenged Tony Abbott to become Prime Minister, he cited the 30 news polls in a row where the government had been behind. The next news poll has come out over the weekend. It's not great news for Malcolm Turnbull or the government. We sent our crack reporter, Rhys Muldoon, down to Canberra to find out more.
Okay, I'm here at Parliament House in Canberra, and with the latest news poll showing that the government is still trailing the Labor opposition by 47-53, it is not a happy time for the government. Under Malcolm Turnbull, the LNP have lost 14 straight news polls. 15 has tended to mean a change of leadership. So I am here looking for a spokesperson from the government. Let's try former leader Tony Abbott. One is the loneliest. Okay, not much luck there. Let's try Julie Bishop. New York. She's a bit busy at the moment. Well, Barnaby Joyce is close. Let's try him. Don't tell my heart. I'm at Christopher Pines now. I'll just check. And Peter Dutton. Okay, I'm not having much luck with ministers, so I'm going to head to the Prime Minister's office. Hello, Prime Minister.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.